family here. This is WGN Radio, and I am not only at the Truckin' Around food truck event, but I ran into some cooler stuff than just food. I am at the North End Hudson Mobile Boutique. Becky Mueller is with me today, and you're going to tell me how this even occurred because I love this concept.
Okay, hello. I was a fashion designer in Chicago, and I was selling my cardigans, dresses to the boutiques, and I didn't want to open a store because I'm a designer and I need to be working with the manufacturers. So this was kind of a happy medium. I opened a truck instead, which is a mobile store, and I go to festivals, corporate events, hospitals, so people can shop. It's clothing coming to you.
So it's sort of the same concept as the food truck, where you're not making the same investment in a bricks and mortar location. It allows you a lot more flexibility and freedom, but it still allows people the ability to shop.
Exactly. Yes. And because people are with clothing, they don't want to order the clothing always off the internet because they get it. It's not the fabric that they expected. It doesn't fit. Now they can just go to work, and I could show up during their lunch breaks, or I could do personal home parties with 10 or 12 girls. I can come and they can have drinks and cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and just shop.
What's great too is you have a dressing room in here. It feels boutique-y, but it's just compact.
Yes, I want it to appear like a walk-in closet. So when everybody's in here shopping, it feels like you're getting ready for a girl's night out. We're trying on clothes and we're showing this poncho sleeveless and this dress, and we're all working together to make the perfect outfit.
What a great concept. I can tell you that the fabrics feel amazing because I was outside, I was browsing before I chatted with you. And you have everything from yoga pants to cute dresses and accessories. Where can people get more information?
They can go to my website at northandhudson.net, and they can book the truck or they can look at anything I have out there. I also have an Etsy store online, and they can just purchase right off of that.
Girls, this is exactly what we have all been waiting for. North and Hudson. North and Hudson, and it, as she mentioned, it is northandhudson.net. If you're watching online at WGNradio.com, you can click on the Watch Live button. I have a jaunty scarf. Would you describe this, Rachel, as jaunty?
Yes, I would.
Okay, it is chartreuse. It's lovely. And she was so kind and gave this to me, which is nice and not expected. I was trying to pay for it. But it was the coolest thing. It looks like a walk-in closet. You walk up into this truck, and I'm at this event with food trucks everywhere, which is, by the way, like the ultimate weekday event for me, or weekend event for me. Food trucks a go-go. It is the Truckin' Around food truck event. They do it on the third Saturday of every month. So mark your calendars. It will be July 18th will be the next one. I go to all of them, every single one. I was at the first one head, and I'm not exaggerating, 20,000 people showed up. I exaggerate about numbers all the time. It's kind of my thing. I told Rachel off the air that Dr. Ruth was 104 and she believed me. That's not true. I think she's in her 80s. But there were legitimately 20,000 people. Too many. As a matter of fact, the lines were very long. This one was a perfect amount of people. It was a great, beautiful day. There were no lines. It's free parking. It's free admission. You walk in, you walk up to the food trucks you want your food from, you buy your food, you sit down, you enjoy live music. It's great.
Where
it's
do you sit
incredible.
To eat, though?
They have a tent set up, and there's all kinds of tables and chairs and highboys, and people bring their own, you know, chairs and come, like their lounge chairs and
kind of like Ravinia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do that. And it's nice because it's not crazy crowded. And it's at the Schaumburg Boomers. And by the way, if you've not, if you don't know the difference and why the Schaumburg Boomers are the Boomers and not the team they used to be, Dane and I hosted and we did an interview with them. So you can find the podcast on WGNRadio.com with Jeff Nay from the Schaumburg Boomers. But because it's out there, it's the whole parking lot, and the parking's right there, and it's free, and it's a really great day. So mark the calendar, July 18th, and it is the Truckin' Around Food Truck Extravaganza. 20 trucks, and that included North and Hudson. But I'm telling you, I was blown away because these are, I referred to it as elegant, elevated casual. because it was stuff that you could wear and feel super comfy in and sit on the couch, or you could like run out to dinner in. It was, I was really impressed with
that's the best
with the selection.
Or you can look nice, like it's not like sweatpants, but it feels like sweatpants.
Yes, the quality of the fabrics. I ended up talking with Becky for probably 10 or 15 minutes after we did this interview because I just wanted to pick her brain about the fabrics, and she's so focused on the quality and what she's bringing to the consumers, and because she's the designer, and she just I loved talking with her. So we're gonna have her on again. Because it's clothes that are approachable. And I thought it was the coolest concept to have it in a truck. How neat. How
yeah,
fun.
Definitely.
Everybody crowds into somebody's closet. Like, ooh, let's try this on.
I like the way she said girls night out.
I know. Like, ding, ding, ding. I know. I don't know that she knew that she was doing that, but it worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
So now she's my new favorite guest.